Here's Hugh Yeager from Rail Future. Hi, Hugh.
Good morning, Andrew.
Let's just put a bit more flesh on the bones of how this is going to work. Is there room on the tracks from Reading to put loads of extra services?
There is room to put the four trains an hour that we will get as far as Maidenhead being extended to Reading. And there's certainly enough platforms at Reading, now that it's been rebuilt and enlarged, to fit those trains in. The problem really is that Crossrail is going to be running 24 trains an hour through central London, but 14 of those each hour will go no further west than Paddington because it's so busy on the Great Western Main Line that we can't really have any more than that.
Right, so we're talking about a limited number of services.
Yes.
Where you'll be able to get on in Reading and get off in central London. You will be able to hang on and wait for one of those trains if that's important to you.
Yes.
But we're talking about four trains an hour, which sort of sounds a lot, but in terms of trains from Reading, it isn't.
I mean, four trains an hour, each with nine coaches, each with room for 1,500 people, something like that. That's really useful. That's helpful extra capacity. If we could find the budget to build those extra tracks so that we could have more of those trains come west to Reading, that would be useful. And also, we would support Rob Wilson's call for really... It's a bit of a shame that all trains will stop at all stations when it's such a long journey. You know, it's useful to have a train direct from Reading to Bond Street and Liverpool Street without having to change at Paddington, but that is an hour's journey. It's quite a long time, especially when there's no loo on the train.
So bottom line anyways, we ought to welcome this, in your view.
Absolutely.
As an extra choice.
Yes.
Extra capacity.
Yes.
It's just that we can already see ways in which it could be better still.
That's right. And it's always Rail Future's view that we welcome the good things that are announced, but we call for the next thing. We always have that hunger, that ambition for that next step in railways to increase the capacity and the quality.
Hugh, thank you very much. Hugh Yeager from Rail Future.